Hey there, and welcome to The Deep Dive.
Glad to be diving in today.
So today we've pulled together some source material. It's all focused on a product called Sugar Defender.
That's right. And what we want to do really is comb through these documents, extract the most important bits they present. We're kind of zeroing in on what might be interesting for you.
Exactly.
Again.
Especially if maybe you've been thinking about, supporting your energy level.
Right. Or keeping your thinking sharp as you get a bit older. That seems to be the angle.
Absolutely. And the material, it jumps right into some experiences that honestly probably sound pretty familiar to a lot of folks.
Like what specifically?
Well, it talks about hitting that midday energy slump,
The crash.
Yeah, that, or experiencing brain fog where it's just hard to focus. Or maybe feeling irritable for no real reason.
Okay.
And it frames these things by connecting them pretty directly, actually, to how modern diets impact us.
Yes, the sources really highlight that as a core challenge. The sheer amount of sugar and processed stuff in our food today.
Right.
They make a strong case, basically saying our bodies just weren't designed to handle this much.
That makes sense.
And that mismatch, according to the sources, is kind of at the root of these common concerns as we age, like those energy dips you mentioned, or the mental fogginess you might be experiencing.
It's a pretty compelling way they frame the problem, isn't it? It's suggesting that how we eat now is doing some real damage, and it implies we need to actively fight back, as one source actually puts it.
Fight back against these effects. Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely sets the stage for what they then present as a potential solution.
Right. Which brings us to Sugar Defender itself.
Mm-hmm. Introduced in these sources as, and this is a direct quote, the #1 rated blood sugar formula.
Wow. Okay. #1 rated. That's quite the title.
It is.
And the material says its main purpose is kind of twofold. First, supporting healthy glucose levels. That seems key.
The core focus. Yeah.
And second, also assisting with natural weight loss.
Right. It's described as an advanced blend of 24 proven ingredients.
24. Okay.
Although, while it mentions 24, it really spends most of its time highlighting a specific group. It calls them 8 carefully selected ingredients that support healthy blood sugar levels.
Okay. So it zooms in on 8 key ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe we should look at how the source describes what these 8 are supposed to do.
Yeah, let's unpack what the source claims about these 8. It seems like they're presented as working on, different fronts, but all aiming towards supporting overall metabolic health.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to energy, the source points to Eleuthero. It states Eleuthero increases energy and reduces fatigue.
Okay, so that ties directly back to those energy crashes the source was talking about earlier, right?
Exactly.
It suggests Eleuthero is in there specifically to help fight that rundown feeling.
Right. And maca root is another one they list specifically for energy. The source says it boosts your energy.
Interesting. So 2 ingredients explicitly flagged for energy in the material.
Yeah.
That strongly suggests that tackling fatigue is, a major focus of this formula.
Yeah.
At least as the source presents it.
Seems like it. Then moving towards the idea of weight management support. The source mentions Coleus, calls it a fat-burning aid.
Okay, Coleus. And they also list African mango with a very similar claimed benefit. They call that a fat-burning agent.
Ah, so 2 ingredients linked to fat burning in the source material.
Mm.
The source also includes guarana. It says guarana stimulates your metabolism.
Okay, guarana for metabolism. That fits pretty neatly into the picture, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, a stimulated metabolism could help with both energy levels and potentially support weight management. It aligns with those other stated purposes, according to the source.
Ah, I see.
The source seems to be building this picture of ingredients that tackle energy and weight support, kind of intertwined with blood sugar health.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for blood sugar support directly, the source highlights Gymnema. It says this ingredient supports healthy heart and blood sugar.
Interesting that they link Gymnema to both heart health and blood sugar in the source. Suggest they see a connection there.
Mm-hmm. Then there's ginseng, also listed, with the source claiming it supports healthy blood glucose.
Another direct claim about blood sugar management, clearly central to how they're presenting the formula.
Definitely. And finally, chromium is included. The source states chromium reduces obesity and lowers blood pressure.
That's a bit broader for chromium, isn't it? Pulling in weight management, obesity reduction, and blood pressure support, according to the source.
Yeah.
So when you look at these 8 ingredients, at least how they're presented in this material, the source seems to be positioning Sugar Defender as like a multi-pronged approach, using these natural ingredients intended to support healthy blood sugar, boost energy, stimulate metabolism, and also aid in fat burning and maybe blood pressure management. It really paints a picture of interconnected benefits.
It really does, weaving these different claimed effects together. The source also makes a point of emphasizing that the formula contains only the natural ingredients that are effective in supporting balanced blood sugar naturally.
Highlighting the natural aspect.
Yeah. And it points out other features they probably think are appealing. It's a natural formula, uses plant ingredients, is non-GMO, easy to swallow.
Things people often look for.
And non-habit forming.
Right. So the material clearly wants to position this as, you know, a natural, accessible, and non-disruptive kind of option for health support.
Mm-hmm. The source also makes some, well, pretty noteworthy claims about the product's effectiveness. It mentions a new breakthrough in blood sugar science.
Okay, breakthrough. That's strong language.
It is. And it quotes the creator, who's identified as Tom Green. He apparently states that Sugar Defender has helped thousands safely assist their blood sugar and drop pounds quickly, easily, and from home.
Hmm. So the source really leans into the ideas of safety, that phrase, safely assist, and convenience, quickly, easily, and from home.
Yeah, those points about safety and ease of use, they're often big considerations for people, aren't they? Looking for health support that actually fits into their lives.
Absolutely.
Now, the source material also includes a section titled Scientific References.
Ah, yes. This is where the source seems to point to some external material that it associates with the product or maybe the concepts behind it.
Right. What kind of things are listed there?
Well, we see reference titles covering things like healthy behavior change in people with type 2 diabetes, some research into potentially reversing type 2 diabetes,
okay,
and multiple studies specifically mentioning chromium supplementation, looking at its effects on parameters like glucose, insulin, even body composition.
So chromium comes up in the references.
It does. And there are also references related to ginseng, maca, African mango, Eleutherococcus senticosus, which is a scientific name for Eleuthero.
Got it.
Green tea and capsaicin, too. Now, it's important to note, the source doesn't explicitly draw a line connecting, say, their ginseng ingredient to that specific ginseng study on the list.
Right. No direct links made in the source itself.
Exactly. But just including this list seemed to imply that the thinking behind the formula is, you know, connected to existing research. Research around diet, lifestyle, natural compounds, all in the context of metabolic health and blood sugar.
It's interesting how the source uses those reference titles, isn't it? Sort of adds weight to its claims, suggesting the ideas are grounded in scientific exploration, even if the source itself doesn't detail the specific connections.
Precisely. Now, the source material seems to anticipate that you, the listener, might still have questions. Maybe feel a bit uncertain, even after hearing all this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does. And it addresses that hesitation directly by highlighting a guarantee. The source states very clearly that every bottle of Sugar Defender comes with a full 60-day guarantee.
60 days. Okay.
And the intention here, as the source puts it, is to let you try it with absolutely no risk whatsoever. They really emphasize that risk-free trial.
60 days is a pretty substantial period, isn't it? To try something out and see if it feels like it aligns with your goals.
It is. And the source material also sweetens the deal, you could say. Especially if you're considering buying more than one bottle.
Oh, how so?
If you go for the 3 or 6 bottle packages, the source says you get 2 free bonuses. They're offered as instant downloads.
Okay, free bonuses. What are they?
Free bonus number 1 is called the Ultimate Tea Remedies.
Interesting. Teas.
And free bonus number 2 is titled Learn How to Manage Type 2 Diabetes.
Ah, okay. Well, it makes sense that the bonus materials would be directly relevant to what the product focuses on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giving you extra info on natural remedies and diabetes management.
Exactly. And the source also points out that if you choose the 6 bottle option, there's another perk. Free shipping.
Free shipping on the bigger pack. Got it.
They even share a statistic in the source material noting that 96% of customers order 6 bottles.
96%? Wow.
A recommended option. So this clearly signals what they prefer you to buy and implies most people do choose that larger package.
It certainly indicates what the company behind the source material sees as the, well, the popular and recommended way to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, before we wrap up looking at this source material, it's really, really essential. And the source itself insists on this to cover the important considerations, the disclaimers.
Absolutely crucial.
The material contains a very clear statement. It reads, and I'll quote it directly, "These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease."
That's standard but vital disclaimer language for supplements.
Yes.
And it follows that up with another key clarification. It says, "The information provided is not intended to be, nor is, medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. If you have or suspect you have a specific medical condition or disease, please consult your healthcare provider."
That's incredibly important. The information about the product, like what we've discussed from the source, is completely separate from getting actual medical advice from a doctor or professional.
Absolutely. It cannot substitute for that. And the source also mentions the role of the retailer, Bygoods.
Right. What does it say about them?
It states that Bygoods is the retailer of this product. And it adds that Bygoods' role as the retailer does not constitute an endorsement, approval, or review of this product, or any claim, statement, or opinion used in promotion of this product.
Okay. So Bygoods just handles the selling part. The source makes it clear that doesn't mean they've evaluated or endorsed the product claims themselves.
Exactly. Just facilitating the transaction.
Right. So, wow, that was quite a deep dive into this source material about Sugar Defender.
It was.
We've really explored how it sets up the challenge. Modern diets, sugar overload, causing issues like energy crashes and brain fog.
Mm.
We looked at how it presents Sugar Defender as, well, a potential answer to that challenge.
Right. Detailing the claimed benefits of its natural ingredients. Things like supporting healthy blood sugar, boosting energy, aiding metabolism and weight, even supporting blood pressure according to their descriptions.
Yeah, and we touched on those claims of effectiveness, the scientific references they list, and the details of the offer itself. That 60-day guarantee, the bonus materials, all designed to make trying it seem less risky.
And, you know, if you're someone who's particularly focused on keeping that vibrant energy, that sharp thinking, as you move through life.
Which is relevant for many people.
Absolutely. The source material really keeps circling back to how the claimed effects of Sugar Defender supporting healthy blood sugar, boosting all-day energy, promoting sharp thinking, are meant to align directly with exactly those goals.
Right.
The source presents this product essentially as a tool to help you, quote, safely assist your body's natural processes, especially when facing those modern dietary challenges.
It's a comprehensive picture they paint in the source, for sure.
It is.
And just to reiterate, because it's so important, and as the source's own disclaimer reminds us.
Yes, please do.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided is not intended to be, nor is, medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. If you have or suspect you have a specific medical condition or disease, please consult your healthcare provider. Always, always consult your provider.
Sound advice. So, thinking about the source is quite compelling framing. How our modern food environment might impact health as we age.
Mm-hmm.
And its detailed claims about how specific natural ingredients might offer support, particularly for energy and cognitive function, by targeting blood sugar.
It does leave you thinking, doesn't it?
It does.
What steps might you, the listener, consider exploring further after hearing about this source material?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's researching dietary changes yourself, or looking more into some of those specific ingredients mentioned today.
Or, crucially, having that conversation with your healthcare provider about your own health goals and what's right for you.
Exactly. The source material we've unpacked certainly raises some interesting questions about how we might support our bodies against, well, the challenges of the modern diet. Definitely something to mull over.